Cash the Ticket. It's presented by FanDuel.
All right, next game is a stay away from me because the team you'd have to bet is the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're getting 6.5 in Houston against the Texans. I don't want to bet Jacksonville.
You got a lot of interesting things going on here. I mean, for one, you've got Shad Khan, who's infinitely patient and infinitely kind, is losing his temper. And there was a lot talked about. This is the best team we've assembled. Reports, he was freaking out while watching that game last week, as he should. Now your reward is to go to Houston, take on a divisional foe, a passing offense that's as good as anybody. I can't trust that the Jaguars don't have a quit factor. I also think Trevor Lawrence right now is completely lost. There were half a dozen throws in that game he just simply missed, including the interception high over the middle, wide open. I can't get there with Jacksonville. And you and I love Stroud as a short dog. Love him. Home, short favorite. C.J. Stroud and the Texans, we don't like him laying points. We don't want it. We didn't want it last week. We took the Vikings. I don't want it here. I can't do it.
Here's a trend stat for the Jags. Again, because we like to give people leans, I'm not going to play it. We get info from all the betting sites. We look around. Evan Abrams has the stat. Teams that lose by 30 plus 1 week and then are underdogs of more than four the next week cover at a 64% clip, 89-50-3. That would tell you teams that get buried essentially do bounce back, but I worry about the quit factor. I worry about Lawrence. This isn't a 1 week, 2 week thing. This goes back to the end of last season. It's yep. Stay away.
Yeah, stay away from me as well. It'd be a lean. You put a gun to my head, lean Houston, but I ain't playing that.
See, I'd lean Jags, but I don't have the guts to pick it.